visited Australia.
他们的神训班呢、啊、是在外面一个 campsite、啊、一个营地来举行的。
And their theological seminar takes place in a campsite.
啊，那么那个管员的人就问我说，要不要看蛇？
And the keeper of the camp, he asked me if I want to look at the snakes.
我说有吗？你这里有蛇吗？
I asked, are there snakes here?
他带我进去一个房间。
He brought me to this room.
里面养了几十条蛇。
And there are about more than 10 snakes in this room.
是他的宠物。
And they are all his pets.
他说要不要带带看，带带看。
And he said, "Do you want to put them on your neck?"
我说不要命啊，怎么那个不要了，不是很好玩。
And I said, "No, I don't want to lose my life."
他说不会的，不会咬人的。
And he assured me that the snakes will not bite me.
没有毒的。
And that they're not poisonous.
我真的吗？真的没毒。
And I asked him, "Is it true that it's not a poisonous snake?"
绝对不骗你，这个没有毒的，这个很乖的，我养它养很久了。
And he said to me that these are really nice snakes and they will not harm you.
我说好吧，就相信你一次吧。
And so I said, okay, I will trust you this time.
事后我有点后悔。
And afterwards, I was very, I regretted.
但是还是相信他。
However, I still trust in him.
他说把蛇放在我旁边，放了，好像戴围巾这样。
And so I put the snake on as if I'm wearing a scarf.
我都不敢动。
And I was so afraid that I could not move.
怕一动的话就咬我。
I thought if I move a little bit, then the snake would bite me.
但是还好，真的没有咬我。
However, thankfully, it didn't bite me.
所以这是我跟蛇第一次的接触啊。
So that was the first encounter I have ever had with a snake.
蛇不是每个人都喜欢的动物。
A snake is not something that every person would like.
那蛇在圣经里面呢，常常有出现。
And snake often appears in Bible.
所以你喜不喜欢蛇，都会在有时候在你身边呢。
So regardless of whether or not we like snakes or not, it will sometimes come into our lives.
记得以前在加纳的时候。
I remember when I was in Canada.
在安息日聚会在乡下。
And during the Sabbaths in the village.
在树底下，我们搭一个棚来聚会。
And we would have our Sabbath service underneath a big tree.
聚会到一半，突然间有一条，大家都跑走了。我说，哎，我在那边讲道，我还没有跑走。
And one time we had service, and there was a large-sized snake that comes, and everyone escapes. And I was wondering why everyone ran away.
还没有讲完，为什么跑去哪里？
I thought I didn't finish my sermon yet. How come everyone went away?
我看看，哇，上面有一条青色的蛇。
And I look up the tree, and there was a green, colored snake.
下次要跑要讲英文，让我知道啊。
And so I informed them that next time if you're gonna run away, you must let me know.
那个蛇很毒的。
Because those are extremely poisonous snakes.
以色列百姓在走旷野路的时候也遇过蛇。
And while the Israelites were walking in the wilderness, they also encountered snakes.
今天我们要来讲一个蛇的故事。
And so today we would like to share about a story of snakes.
我们看民数记二十一章。
Let's turn to Numbers chapter 21.
第四节。
Verse 4.
民数记二十一章的第四节。
Numbers chapter 21 verse 4.
二十一章的四节。
Chapter 21, verse 4.
他们从何尔山起行，往红海那条路走，要绕过以东地。百姓因为这路难行，心中甚是烦躁。
Verse 4. Then they journeyed from Mount Hor by the way of the Red Sea to go around the land of Edom, and the soul of the people became very discouraged on the way.
所以说以色列百姓出埃及。
Here records how the Israelites left the land of Egypt.
因为埃及是一个辛苦的地方。
Because Egypt was a land full of hardship.
百姓没有自由。
The people did not have freedom.
做苦工。
And they work laborers work.
所以他们就哀求神。
Therefore they call upon God.
神就拯救了他们。
And God saved them.
差派摩西带他们出埃及。
God sent Moses to lead them out of Egypt.
但是出埃及不是马上就进迦南。
However, after they left Egypt, it did not mean that they would enter into the land of Canaan right away.
中间呢要走旷野路。
And within those two places, they must walk through this wilderness.
而这条旷野路呢，往往是不好走的。
And this journey in the wilderness is not an easy path.
尤其是这一条从何尔山起行的往红海的那条路呢，特别难走。
Especially this part of the journey from Mount Hor, by the way of the Red Sea, this was an extremely difficult path.
所以他们的心呢就很烦躁。
So at this time, the people became very discouraged.
有时候我们开车啊，前面在塞车堵车，三个小时、两个小时在车里面，肯定很烦躁。
Sometimes when we're in a car and we come across traffic, sometimes we, our hearts will become very anxious.
为什么他们会烦躁呢?
How come they feel this way, this courage?
还有个原因呢?
There's another reason.
因为他们要绕过以东。
Because they must go around the land of Edom.
如果他们直接经过以东要往前呢,这条路没有那么难走。
If they walk across the land of Edom, then it wouldn't have been such a difficult path.
但是因为他们要绕路。
However, because they had to go around the land of Edom,
第一时间要花很多。
And first, they must, it will take up more of their time.
第二，因为绕路的这条路就特别难走。
And secondly, because they go around this land was very difficult.
那么先想想看，为什么神要安排他们这样子？
Let's think about why God had planned for them to journey in this manner.
如果我们看二十章的十四节开始。
If we read starting from chapter 20, verse 14.
本来他们想经过以东的。
In the beginning, they thought they would walk across the land of Edom.
他们想要求情，说借我们过一下这个路就好了。
They wanted to ask the king to allow them to journey across the land.
但是以东王很凶。
However, the king of Edom was very, a man,
very mean.
我
们看二十一节啊。
Let's read verse 21.
这样，以东王不容以色列人从他的境界过去，于是他们转去离开他。
Verse 21, thus Edom refused to give Israel passage through his territory. So Israel turned away from him.
就要人家借路借不成了，就要绕路了。
So because the Israelites, they couldn't walk across this land, therefore they must go around it.
那为什么神不容许他们就攻打以东呢?
So how come the Lord did not allow them to just go into battle with the Edomites?
原因呢就是以东其实是雅各的兄弟。
For Edom was the these people are the descendants of the brother of Jacob.
就是扫罗以扫的以扫的这个后代。
So they were the descendants of Esau.
对，他们跟以色列呢是有这个血缘关系的。
So they had blood relations with the Israelites.
虽然不是选民。
Even though they were not the chosen people.
但是神也不希望以色列百姓就直接就攻打以东。
However, God did not want his people to go straight into battle with them.
摩西也知道这一点。
And Moses understood this point.
所以人家不借路给你走，你就绕远一点就好了。
So if the king refused for you to walk across the land, then you must, the only way for you to go to is to go around it.
没有必要为这个事来打仗。
And there's no need for you to start a war because of this.
所以有时候我们来思考一下我们的人生，有时候也是一样。
So sometimes when we think about our own lives, it is the same.
有一些时候要坚持。
Sometimes we must be very firm.
有时候要争取。
Sometimes we must fight for something.
一点都不退让。
Sometimes we must not give in.
为了真理的缘故。
For the sake of truth.
为了救恩。
For salvation.
你不能退让。
We must not give in.
但是有些时候。
However, some other times.
你就要退让。
We must take a step back.
为什么?
Why?
因为退一步避免很多的冲突。
Because once we take a step back, then we will avoid a lot of conflict.
没有必要的冲突。
Those conflicts that's not needed.
又是兄弟之间。
Especially conflicts between brothers.
亲人之间。
Between relatives.
好，我们就要退让一下。
Sometimes it is good for us to take a step back.
吃一点亏。
And sometimes it is okay for us to have other people take advantage of us.
我们就让他一下。
Sometimes it's good for us to let them have what they want.
但神呢，就会带领着我们。
Regardless what we do, God will lead us.
所以以色列百姓就让了，好了，那我就绕路了。
And this is how the Israelites they decided to go around the land.
但是这条路很难走啊。
However, this was a difficult path.
第五节呢，就说他们就埋怨，就怨毒神和摩西。
In chapter 21, verse 5, is the people spoke against God and against Moses.
那我们来想想看，这条路很难走。
And let's think about how that this path was indeed very difficult.
其实没有旷野路是好走的。
In fact, we know that none of the paths in the wilderness is easy.
其实一出埃及路就不好走了。
And once the people left the land of Egypt, every path was difficult for them.
只要你一离开法老王的地方，你就要自己走这条旷野路。
And once you leave that land, then you depart from Pharaoh, then you must walk your own path.
为什么以色列百姓常常埋怨神？
Why is that the people of Israel, they often complain against God?
因为没有一个心理准备。
Because they did not prepare their hearts ahead of time.
他们以为出了埃及就是天堂。
They thought that once they leave Egypt, then they would be in heaven.
出了埃及就是享受。
And after they leave the land of Egypt, then it will be things that everything that they could enjoy.
事实不是这样。
However, in reality, that was not the case.
出了埃及辛苦才开始。
After they left the land of Egypt, that's when their hardships began.
要辛苦到底，直到底进入迦南地才不辛苦。
And they must endure these hardships until they enter into the land of Canaan.
那我们的信仰也是一样。
And this is the same with our faith.
使徒行传十四章。
The book of Acts chapter 14.
二十二节。
Verse 22.
使徒行传十四章二十二节。
Acts chapter 14, verse 22.
二十二节。
Verse 22.
坚固门徒的心，劝他们恒守所信的道。又说，我们进入神的国，必须经历许多艰难。
22. Strengthening the souls of the disciples, exhorting them to continue in the faith, and saying, we must through many tribulations enter the kingdom of God.
天国路啊，绝对不好走。
This road to the kingdom of God is not easy.
如果你信了主，洗了礼，以为就说从今以后我就一帆风顺，得到神的安排平安。
If we thought that after we have received water baptism, from that point on, we will have a really smooth life.
这就错了。
Then that is a wrong concept.
其实从今生要走到永生。
In fact, from this life to walk into eternal life.
很多考验。
Within this journey, there are many tribulations.
有时候我们信主越久的人越知道，越体会到这句话。
And especially those of us who have believed in a long time, we will realize that this is true.
但是我们一定要熬过去。
However, we must endure and persevere.
不要放弃。
We must not give up.
最终才能够到达迦南地。
And this is how in the end we will be able to enter into the land of Canaan.
就是天国。
Which is heaven.
好了，那以色列百姓他们就埋怨神。
And so the Israelites, they complain against God.
我们看回来民数记二十一章，他们埋怨神什么呢？
Let's turn back to Numbers chapter 21 to see what they complain about.
二十一章的第五节。
Chapter 21 verse 5.
咒怨读神和摩西说，你们为什么把我们从埃及领出来，使我们死在旷野呢？
Verse 5. And the people spoke against God and against Moses. Why have you brought us up out of Egypt to die in the wilderness?
这里没有粮，没有水，我们的心怨烦着淡薄的食物。
For there is no food and no water, and our soul loathes this worthless bread.
一个人为什么会埋怨神？
Why would a person complain against God?
最主要是他忘记两件事。
Most importantly, this person would have forgotten two things.
第一，他忘记自己曾经是多可怜。
First, this person forgets how once in the past he was a really pitiable person.
第二，他忘记自己领受神的恩典。
Secondly, he has forgotten how he has received grace from God.
其实我们看看他们讲的话，真的是很不应该。
From their words, we can see that they should not have uttered these words.
他们说，神，你为什么把我们从埃及领出来？
They ask, why have you brought us out of Egypt?
就是意思说，我们本来很好的，你为什么这样子要拉我们从那么好的地方出来呢？
And this means that they thought what they had in Egypt was good, so why did you bring us up?
事实是这样吗？
Is that the reality?
他们在埃及当苦工啊，每天向神哀求啊，求神救他出来啊。
They were slaves in the land of Egypt, and every single day they would cry out to God to guide them out.
结果现在反口啊。
However, now they said something else.
是你把我们拉出来的，我们不要出来的。
They complained, saying, "Why have you brought us up? We didn't want to come out of the land of Egypt."
忘记了自己多可怜。
They have forgotten how pitiable they were.
还要埋怨神。
And they complain against God.
有时候我们生活当中啊，埋怨是伤害我们跟我们身边的人的关系一个最厉害的毒药。
And very often in our lives, to have complaints, it's the one thing that really
hurt
the relationship that we have in this life.
如果你想你的婚姻结束了，你就多讲埋怨对方的话，很快就会结束了。
And if you really want to end your marriage, then what you do is to say many words of complaints, and that's how you would end the marriage.
埋怨对方啊，就等于常常踩到对方的地雷。
And if you complain to the other person, then this is often how you hurt this relationship.
有些姐妹啊，他们会这样讲。
And very often the sisters would say,
当初早知道不嫁给你。
And say, if I had known that I would not have married you.
很多人追我的以前啊。
And in the past, there were many people who were coming after me.
就是没有长好眼睛才嫁了给你。
And because I didn't see clearly, that's why I ended up marrying you.
先生听了就火大了。
And if the husband hears this, he will become very angry. Why are you complaining?
I'm 你比不上别人啊。
And they would say that you're not good yourself either.
别人谁住在什么房子里，你给我住什么？
And they would say that so and so lives in this house, and you allow us to live in this house.
别人赚多少钱，你赚多少？
That you earn this amount of money, and look at the other person how they earn a lot more.
这种话多讲几次，婚姻就完蛋了。
And if you say these types of words more times, then it will for sure end your marriage.
有时候丈夫也会这样讲。
And sometimes the husbands would say the same.
埋怨了，我当初都不想结婚的了，就是你追我。
They would complain that in the beginning I didn't want to get married. However, you were the one coming after me.
对不对？哎呀，所以你看我现在。
So look at me now.
埋怨的话都很夸张的。
And the words of complaints are often exaggerated.
埋怨的话都是不好的。
And the words of complaints are no good.
所以他们忘记自己多可怜了。
So they have forgotten how pitiable they were.
是他们要求神救他出来的，不是神拉他出来的。
They were the ones that pleaded to God to guide them out of the land of Egypt.
再来了，他们讲什么？
And secondly, what did they say?
哇，他把这里讲得很差，没有粮，没有水。
And they complained that there is no food and no water.
天天他们都吃玛拿。
However, every single day they have manna to eat.
然后呢，天天领。这个喝这个磐石出的水啊。
And every day they would drink the water coming from the rock.
怎么没有粮没有水呢？
So how can they say that there is no food and there is no water?
埋怨神的人就是忘记神的恩典。
So person who complains against God is one that has forgotten about God.
不把神的恩典当成是神的恩典。
And they did not see how precious the grace of God is.
还有他们自己也讲了，哎呀，我们的信人厌烦这淡薄的食物。
And they also said that their soul loathes the worthless bread.
他们说什么食物呢？
So what kind of food is this?
这是玛拿。
And this bread means is manna.
玛拿是很好吃的。
And manna is very tasty.
因为圣经说像那个饼的，又像那个沾过蜂蜜的饼的味道。
The Bible describes that manna is like wafer dipped in honey.
那每天免费供应。
And it was given to them freely every single day.
但是人呢就想每天吃不一样的。
However, as men, we often desire to eat different things.
吃到最后呢，哇，很难吃的这个。淡薄的食物。
And so in the end, they became sick of this food, and they complained that this is worthless bread.
他们应该感谢，有的吃都要感谢了，还要想吃什么？
And they should have give thanks because they have food.
所以我们生活当中要感谢。
Therefore, in our lives, we should also offer praises and thanksgiving.
不要埋怨父母煮什么不好吃。
And we should not complain to our parents about the things that they cook for us.
不要埋怨配偶。
We should not complain to our spouse.
更不要埋怨神。
And of course, most importantly, we should not complain against God.
埋怨到最后，神就生气了。
And in the end, after so much complaints, God became angry.
第六节。
Let's read verse 6.
于是耶和华使火蛇进入百姓中间，蛇就咬他们，以色列人中死了许多。
Verse 6. So the Lord sent fiery serpents among the people, and they bit the people, and many of the people of Israel died.
这里靠着我们埋怨之后蛇就来了。
Here it shows that after the complaints, the serpents came.
我们人常常希望透过埋怨讲一些负面的话会改变一些情况。
Very often men utter words of complaints because they think that through those words they would be able to change the situation.
或者是透过负面的话会得到一些正面的东西。
Or through these negative words, they would in return receive something positive.
就是埋怨啊 complain 啊。
So they end up complaining.
没有错，如果你是打电话去公司抱怨一下，埋怨一下，可能有时候你得到一点你要的东西。
Very true. When you call a company to give them your complaints, perhaps you will end up receiving what you want.
人与人之间的不是这样。
However, between men, it is not the same.
人跟神之间更不是这样。
And between men and God is even more different.
有时候你不知道神为什么把你放在这个环境。
Very often we do not know why God has placed us in this situation.
有时候神有他的旨意。
Very often God has his own will.
有时候你经历过这个环境是必须的学习。
And very often it is a stage that we must go through in order to learn something.
你要去迦南就一定要经过苦难。
And before we enter into the land of Canaan, we must face tribulation.
但是你埋怨神的话,
However, if we ended up complaining to God,
就会换来神的生气。
This will bring us the wrath of God.
所以我们要常记得。
Therefore, we must remember this point often.
我们看哥林多前书的第十章。
Let's turn to the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 10.
哥林多前书第十章。
1 Corinthians chapter 10.
第九节。
Verse 9.
哥林多前书十章九节。
First Corinthians chapter 10 verse 9.
也不要试探主，像他们有人试探的，就被蛇所灭。
Verse 9, nor let us tempt Christ as some of them also tempted and were destroyed by serpents.
你们也不要发怨言，像他们有发怨的，就被灭命的所灭。
10, nor complain as some of them also complained and were destroyed by the destroyer.
以色列百姓在旷野差不多有好几百万人。
There were over a couple millions of people of the people of Israelites in the wilderness.
走了40年的路。
They walk a journey that lasts 40 years.
中间没有一个是饿死的。
And during this time, none of them died because of hunger.
也没有一个是因为路太艰难了，心脏病倒在路上死了。
And none of them died because the path were too difficult.
他们怎么死的呢？
How did they die, though?
因为神生气。
It is all due to God's wrath.
因为他们埋怨神，试探神。
For they tempted and they complained to God.
这弟兄姐妹们，今天生活当中。
So brothers and sisters, in our lives today,
我们要学习不要埋怨神。
We must learn not to complain against God.
有很多事情你自己不知道的。
Because there are many things that we do not understand.
我们知道神完全的想法。
However, we know that God has His perfect and full will.
神的旨意我们也不知道，但是我们要去接受。
And we do not know God's will for us. However, we must learn to accept them.
求神告诉我们要学什么，而不是埋怨神。
And we must ask God to show us what the lesson that we must learn.
对我们身边的人，我们也不要抱怨那么多。
And towards the people around us, we also should not complain to them often.
记住，你一抱怨，蛇就来了。
We must remember that once we complain, the snakes will come.
咬你啊。
And will bite you.
不会得到神的祝福的。
And this, you will not receive the grace from God.
看回来，民数记二十一章。
Let's turn back to Numbers chapter 21.
第七节。
Verse 7.
民数记二十一章第七节。
Numbers chapter 21 verse 7。
百姓到摩西那里说：“我们愿读耶和华和你有罪了，求你祷告耶和华，叫这些蛇离开我们。”于是摩西为百姓祷告。
Verse 7, therefore the people came to Moses and said, "We have sinned, for we have spoken against the Lord and against you. Pray to the Lord that he take away the serpents from us." So Moses prayed for the people.
以色列百姓很聪明。
The Israelites were very clever.
但是心又很硬。
However, their hearts were hardened.
有时候聪明的人哦，就是有时候个性会很强。
And for those people who are very smart, very often their personalities are also very straightforward and very stubborn.
有时候很反叛。
And sometimes very, also very rebellious.
神教百姓有一招。
And so,
很有用。
God had a very useful lesson for the people.
讲不听了，就说什么？就打下去。
That those who will not listen, those will fall.
所以被蛇咬一咬，马上悔改了。
So after the serpents attacked the people, then they returned back to God.
人有时候就是这样。
Very often men are like this.
讲啊讲啊讲啊，不听啊。
That if you continue to lecture them, they will not listen.
讲不听，蛇咬一下，马上听了。
However, when the snake comes to bite you, then man will return and listen.
所以这是神的管教。
So this is how the Lord disciplines and teaches people.
让他们被火蛇咬。
So they were bitten by this snake of fire.
我们知道沙漠也有蛇，有一些蛇是很毒的。
We know that in the deserts there are also snakes and some of them are very poisonous.
还有这次呢，在很短时间之内，有很多沙漠的蛇都跑到以色列的营中啊，吓死人。
And so during this short period of time, there were countless snakes that just came to attack the Israelites in their camp.
马上悔改。
And this is how the people returned and repented to God.
神的管教。
This is God's discipline from God.
所以有时候我们要思考，神有没有在生活当中管教我们。
Therefore, very often we must examine and think about whether or not God is disciplining us in our lives.
神管教的话，马上悔改。
And when we realize that God is teaching us and disciplining us, we must return.
有一个姐妹啊。
There's this sister.
很爱讲人。
And she has this problem of liking to talk about people and gossip.
讲啊讲啊讲啊，谁都给她讲过了。
And she gossip about everyone.
然后呢，有一天呢，她早上起来，为什么嘴有点肿
？And one day she woke up and she realized that her mouth was swollen.
不会吧？会不会讲人讲太多了
？And she thought this is not true. Is it because I talk too much about others?
如果是的话，你赦免我。
And so she prayed to God and said, Lord, if that's the case, then please forgive me.
结果当天晚上就消肿了。
And that same night, the swollenness was gone.
但是过了几个礼拜。
However, after a couple of weeks,
又忘记。
She forgot about it.
来到教会啊，吃完饭在下面吃点心喝茶，找话题嘛，又开始讲别人。
And after church service during snack time, she started to gossip again.
哎，回家又肿了。
And that same night, she realized that her mouth was swollen again.
比第一次肿的还厉害。
And this time it swelled up more than the previous time.
主啊，我知道你要管教我了。
And she realized that, Lord, that you're trying to teach us.
赦免我，赦免我。
Lord, please forgive me.
这次我不敢了。
I will not dare to do this ever again.
哎，隔天又好了。
And next morning, it was healed.
但是没过三个月。
However, not long after,
又忘记了，又忘记了。
She forgot about it.
又来教会吃点心聊天，啊，又开始讲人家闲话。
And after snack at church, she started to gossip about others.
批评别人啊。
And she was criticizing others.
讲八卦啊。
And she was gossiping.
这次不得了了，回家肿了跟猪一样那个嘴。
And this time it was even worse than before that her face become like that of a pig.
哦，还有悔改，那时悔改没有马上好，就是。
However, that time when she repented, it did not. She was not healed right away.
自己后来自己做见证。
And stayed that way for a week, and later on she testified.
我这个嘴巴太爱讲别人。
She said, "My mouth is very prone to gossip."
所以说罚我三次。
So this is why the Lord has disciplined me three times.
哇，讲出来大家很害怕。
And when she testified about this, people become very afraid.
人不被蛇咬，不知不怕。
So people, if the snakes does not come to bite them, they will not become afraid.
有时候神要劝我们啊，要鼓励我们，要我们改哦。当神好像那个蚊子叮一叮，咬一咬。
Sometimes the Lord is trying to teach us and to encourage us to change our ways, and we feel that this is just a small discipline from God.
神的棍子打下来。
However, when God strikes with the stick, then it can be very, very harsh.
所以我们教孩子也是一样啊，讲不听你就知道该怎么做了。
Therefore, in the same way, when we teach our children, if they refuse to listen, we must also
圣经讲的话，用杖来管教儿女。
The Bible tells us that we must use the staff to teach our children.
小的时候了，大的时候就没用了。
And when they're and this is what we should do when they were young.
好了，那个蛇咬了很多人了，又来找摩西了。
And so after the snake had bitten people, the people came to Moses.
有时候我想摩西这个角色啊，到底是要怎么当啊
？Very often I consider this character Moses and how the life that he carried and things.
摩西的角色是什么？
What was this character Moses?
整天要被人家骂。
He was a character that was every single day he had to be people would come up to him to complain.
一不对劲了，那又来 complain 了。
And if something happens that's not right, then people would come to him to complain.
每天都是听这些人在吵。
And every single day he is listening to the words of complaint from all these people. And people would blame things on him.
然后呢，整天要帮这些百姓祷告。
And every day he must pray for this people.
有困难了，哎呀，摩西，对不起，你帮我们祷告。
And every time troubles occur, people would come to him and ask him to pray for them.
但是神的工人就是不一样。
However, as a worker of God, he is different.
他没有把这些百姓以前那些恶毒的话放在心里。
He did not keep all these words of complaints in his heart.
他怎么做？
What did he do?
他为他们祷告。
He indeed prayed for them.
摩西讲那个百姓讲话很毒的。
The words from the people were very harsh.
但是摩西还是为他们祷告。
However, Moses still prayed for them.
好，我们看诗篇106篇。
Let's turn to the book of Psalm 106.
二十三节啊。
Verse 23.
106篇二十三节。
Psalm 106, verse 23.
106篇二十三节。
Psalm 106 verse 23.
所以他说要灭绝他们，若非有他所拣选的摩西站在当中，原文作破口，使他的愤怒转消，恐怕他就灭绝他们。
Verse 23. Therefore he said that he would destroy them. Had not Moses his chosen one stood before him in the breach to turn away his wrath, lest he destroy them.
以色列百姓在旷野四十年。
The people of Israel were in the wilderness for 40 years.
如果不是摩西,
if it had not been for Moses,
百姓不知道被神灭绝了几次,
then the people would have been destroyed by God many times.
因为太让人生气,
because they really turned on the wrath of God.
但是摩西呢, 站在破口,
However, Moses, he stood before God in the breach.
站在神与人中间,
he stood before man and God.
所以神的愤怒就转烧。
He stood in between them, and this is how he turned away God's wrath.
那我们也要常常站在破口当中。
Therefore, we also must stand in this breach.
你家里有哪一个人是你家的破口呢？
if there is this one person who is the
Pokawa, the breach.
The breach in your family.
是的，你发觉破口，你要为他祷告。
If you realize that this is what they are, you must pray for them.
你不是放弃他。
And you do not give up on this person.
而是要为他祷告。
You must pray for them.
更不是控告他。
And more so, you should not accuse them.
你要为他祷告。
You must pray for them.
所以百姓要求摩西带祷。
Therefore, the people plead with Moses to pray for them.
摩西就为他们祷告了。
And Moses prayed for the people.
摩西神很听摩西的祷告。
God truly listened to Moses' prayer.
那告诉他一个方法。
So God teach him this way.
我们看回来民数记二十一章第八节。
Let's turn back to Numbers chapter 21 verse 8.
二十一章第八节。
Numbers chapter 21 verse 8.
二十一章第八节。
Chapter 21 verse 8.
耶和华对摩西说，你制造一条火蛇挂在杆子上，凡被咬的遗忘这蛇就必得活。
Verse 8, Then the Lord said to Moses, Make a fiery serpent and set it on a pole, and it shall be that everyone who is bitten, when he looks at it, shall live.
神有神的方法。
God had his way.
神可以医治百姓。
God can heal the people.
但是神要用他的方法。
However, God must use his own way to heal them. 神叫摩西做一条火蛇。God instructed Moses to make a fiery serpent.
挂在杆子上面。
And to set it on a pole.
谁一看，谁就会好。
And anyone who looks at it shall live.
今天我们被毒蛇咬，送到医院，你还要打那个血清啊，急救啊，我还不一定好，要很快。
And today, if we are in fact bitten by a poisonous snake, when we go to the hospital to have someone look at it, we may not be able to be healed right away.
但是呢，你看，你当时候的人被火蛇咬，一看到条火蛇就会好。
However, people at that time, what all they needed to do is to look at the serpent, and then they will live.
这是神的恩典。
And this is God's grace.
但是为什么神叫摩西这样说呢？
However, why did God instruct Moses to do this?
是要告诉后世的人，这有一个很重要的预表。
And this is to teach the people who were coming after. This is a very
prefiguration.
It's a very important prefiguration.
我们看约翰福音第三章。
Let's turn to the Gospel of John chapter 3.
十四节。
Verse 14.
约翰三章十四节。
John chapter 3 verse 14.
约翰福音三章十四节。
John chapter 3 verse 14.
摩西在旷野怎么样举起蛇，人子也必照样被举起来，叫一切信他的都得永生。
Verse 14. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life.
主耶稣亲自解释这个历史的事件。
And God, Jesus personally explained this historical event.
摩西怎么样在旷野举起那条蛇，火蛇？
That how Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness.
那条火蛇是用铜打出来的。
And this fiery serpent was made with bronze.
摩西一举起它。
After Moses has lifted up.
那么别人的头一仰望它。
And whoever lifts up his head to look at it.
那么他们就会好。
And they will be healed.
所以这主耶稣亲自解释这个意象。这个预表。
So Jesus himself explains this prophecy.
第一就是主耶稣一定要被举起。
And first is that Jesus must be lifted up.
他要被挂在十架上。
He will be hung on the cross.
三根钉子把他的身体钉在木头上。
The three nails will pierce him and hold him on this cross.
让他流出宝血，被凌辱。
And then he will shed his precious blood and he will be mocked.
但是因为他被举起。
However, because he is being lifted up.
相信他的人抬头仰望主。
Whoever believes in him and looks up to him.
相信主耶稣基督。
Those who believes in Jesus Christ.
接受宝血洗礼。
Those who receives the wash of the precious blood.
就得救，都得永生啊。
Those people will have eternal life.
说原来这条在旷野当中的火蛇，铜蛇，就是预表主耶稣。
So this serpent. That's this fiery serpent that's made out of bronze in the wilderness prefigures Jesus Christ.
我们今天就是仰望主。
So today we must also look up to Jesus Christ.
旷野路那么难走。
That this journey in the wilderness is so difficult.
信仰不好守。
And it's difficult for us to keep our faith.
生活那么忙碌。
And our lives are very busy.
遇到那么多困难。
And we face many troubles.
信仰怎么走得下去呢？
How can we continue on this journey of faith?
有些时候我们好像已经被蛇咬了一样。
Very often it's as if we are bitten by the snake.
受伤了，中毒了。
That we are hurt and
跑不下去了。
We can no longer run this race.
没力了。
and we are without strength.
怎么办？
What should we do?
要仰望主耶稣基督。
We must lift up our eyes to look at Jesus.
我们看希伯来书。
Let's turn to the book of Hebrews.
希伯来书第十二章。
Hebrews chapter 12.
第一节。
Verse 1.
希伯来书十二章第一节。
Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1.
希伯来书十二章第一节。
Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1.
我们既有这许多的见证人，如同云彩围着我们，就当放下各样的重担，脱去容易缠累我们的罪，全心忍耐，奔那摆在我们前头的路程。第二节。
2.
仰望为我们的信心创始成终的耶稣，他因那摆在前面的喜乐，就轻看了羞辱，忍受了十字架的苦难，便坐在神宝座的右边。这里告诉我们，我们的眼睛要看哪里。
Here he tells us where should we place our eyesight upon.
我们的眼不是只有看前面。
We should not be only looking forward.
更不只是看后面。
Or to look back.
也不看左看右。
And we do not turn to the right or left to look.
有时候我们只看前面。
Very often we only look forward.
有时候我们呢，常常看后面。
And very often we always looking back.
有时候我们看别人。
And very often, sometimes we look to those around us.
都不是应该看的方向。
And those are not places that we should be looking at.
圣经说，看上面。
The Bible tells us to look up.
看主耶稣。
And to look unto Jesus.
你受苦的时候，仰望主耶稣。
When we suffer, we lift up our eyes to look at Jesus.
遇到考验的时候，遇到试探的时候，想起主耶稣。
When we face tests, when we face tribulations, let us think about Jesus Christ.
你觉得你受伤的时候，你更要仰望十字架。
When we think we're injured, we're hurt,That's the time we must look onto Jesus.
当你全身伤痛,
when our whole body is hurt,
很软弱了,
we are extremely weak,
走不下去了,
we can no longer walk on this path,
你心中仰望十字架,
in our hearts, we must lift up our eyes to look at the cross.
你的伤可以跟主耶稣的伤比吗?
Can our injuries, compare to the injuries of Jesus Christ?
譬如说你被别人伤害。
For example, we are hurt by others.
你不想来教会了。
And we no longer want to come to church.
你告诉主耶稣我受伤了，我不想来教会。
And we tell Jesus that we've been hurt and we no longer want to come to church.
这个时候，你心里面仰望十字架。
And this time in our hearts, when we lift our eyes to look at the cross,
主耶稣会问你。
Jesus will tell you.
你所谓你的伤跟我的钉可以比得上吗？
Jesus will ask you, can you?What the hurt that you're feeling right now compared to the pain I'm feeling right now from
你受伤有流血吗?
Are your hands also pierced and bleeding?
我为你流那么多血。
And I have bled so much for you.
所以你一看主耶稣的十字架。
So when we lift our eyes to look at the cross that Jesus is on,
你都没有资格，我们都觉得自己没有资格来埋怨什么。
Then we no longer have the right to complain to God about anything.
我们没有资格不爱神。
And we are in no place to not love God.
没有资格在神面前说，哇，我受很多苦啊。
And we have no right to complain to Jesus and tell him how much we've suffered.
今天如果你去医院看到那个躺在病床上，哇，全身插管子的人，跟他抱怨说，哎呀，我好辛苦，我感冒，我鼻塞啊。
Today, if we go to the hospital and we see this patient who has tubes coming out from his body, and we complain to him or her about our own cold.
可以吗?
Is that acceptable?
你的那个跟他那个比起来根本不算什么。
Can your own pain compared to that patient's pain is nothing.
所以这里说啊，你一软弱的时候，马上仰望主。
So here it tells us that whenever we feel weak, we must look unto Jesus.
没有资格软弱了。
And we have no right, when we look unto him, then we have no right to be weak.
没有软弱的权利，没有放弃的权利。
And we have no right to give up, or we have no right to...
一望同蛇就好了。
Therefore, the people after they look at this brown snake, they are healed.
所以这条铜蛇很厉害啊。
Therefore, this brown snake is very, very wonderful, powerful.
所以百姓也觉得这条铜蛇很厉害。
And the people also felt that this serpent that's made out of bronze is very powerful.
我们人呢、啊，都去一个地方玩啊，然后做了什么事啊，都想拿点纪念品啊。
And whenever we travel to a certain place, we often want to buy souvenirs.
尤其是呢，觉得哇，这条蛇那么厉害，大家一看它都没死啊，都得医治了，那肯定要留下来做纪念品了。
And so when the Israelites they see that this bronze serpent so powerful, they wanted to keep a piece of it for themselves.
最好就盖个博物馆放在里面， 叫它铜蛇博物馆。
And it is as if they want to build this museum for this brown snake.
不是开玩笑，百姓真的留着这条蛇。
And this is not a joke. The people wanted to keep behind this brown serpent for themselves.
不是留了几十年了，留了几百年了。
And not for over 10 years or over 100 years.
不是只是留了当纪念品。
Not only for them to keep it as a souvenir.
是留来拜呀。
They wanted to keep this brown serpent as an idol to worship.
这条铜蛇变成一个偶像。
And this brown serpent in the end becomes an idol.
我们看列王记下的十八章。
Let's turn to the book of 2 Kings chapter 18.
第四节。
2 Kings chapter 18, verse 3.
列王记下十八章。列王记下十八章四节。
Second Kings chapter 18 verse 3.
十八章三节。
Chapter 18 verse 3.
西西家行耶和华眼中看为正的事，效法他主大卫一切所行的。第四节。
4.
他废去丘坛，毁坏柱像，砍下木偶，打碎摩西所造的铜蛇，因为到那时以色列人仍向铜蛇烧香，西西家叫铜蛇为铜块。
Verse 3 and 4, and he did what was right in the sight of the Lord, according to all that his father David had done. For he removed the high places and broke the sacred pillars, cut down this wooden image, and broke in pieces the bronze serpent that Moses had made. For until those days, the children of Israel burned incense to it and called Nehushtan.
西西家是一个合神心意的王。
King Hezekiah was a king after God's heart.
他的工作呢，就是要除偶像。
And his job was to destroy all idols.
偶像有好几种哦。
There are different kinds of idols.
有一些呢是迦南人拜的神。
And there were idols that were left behind, that were worshipped by the Canaanites.
木偶啊，丘坛啊，这些都是很明显的偶像。
And these wooden images and sacred pillars were very things left behind by the Canaanites.
这里有记载有一个偶像呢，是本来不是偶像，但是人把它变成偶像。
However, here there is one idol that originally was not an idol, but man turned it into idol.
就是摩西那个时代那条铜蛇。
And that is the brown serpent that Moses had made.
那条蛇呢，大家一看它，一望它，当时的病毒中毒了就好了。
For people when they were bitten, after they look at this brown serpent, they would be cured.
但是大家相信啊，这条蛇有超自然的、有属灵的能力。
So people assume they know that they thought that the serpent has supernatural power.
所以他们想的不是背后医治人的神。
So they didn't consider God, who was the one who truly cured them.
他们想的是这条蛇，这条铜块。
They only consider this brown serpent.That
经过几百年之后呢，人就直接去拜这个铜像。
So after a couple hundreds of years, men turned to this brown serpent and worship it.
这就是人自己创造一些偶像出来。
So this is how men created their own type of idol.
这些物件呢，本来是没有什么特别的属灵的意义的。
And these objects originally they have no spiritual meaning.
但是人把它看得太过重要了。
However, man placed too much emphasis on these objects.
也难怪，因为一看他就得医治了，所以当然他觉得他很特别。
And of course, people thought it had supernatural power because when men look at it, they were healed of their pain.
但是不知不觉的，他就变成偶像。
However, very slowly, unknowingly, people started to turn this object into an idol.
那我们今天也是一样。
Today, it is the same for us.
真教会之所以成为神所拣选的教会。
True church, become the chosen church of God.
因为真教会是完全遵守圣经的。
Because the true Jesus church is one that follows every teaching in the Bible.
圣经没有的，我们不做。
And if it's not recorded in the Bible, then we will not do.
圣经有的，我们不能忘记。
If things that are recorded in the Bible, we will not forget.
那其他的教派就不一样。
The other denominations are different.
其他教派有很多传统，也有很多的这些迷信。
Other denominations have their own traditions and their own
superstitious
practice.
有一次看新闻。
And one time I was watching the news.
有一个圣母玛利亚像啊。
And there is an image of Mary.
他们说显灵了。
And they
流眼泪啊。
They said that there is something happened that this image of Mother Mary shed tears. And so many people went and worshipped this image.
我们知道天主教拜玛利亚像嘛。
And we know that the Catholics, they worship,
向玛利亚祷告。
They pray to Mary.
但是这个是不合乎圣经的。
However, this is not something that's recorded in the Bible.
有人看到这个玛利亚像啊，流眼泪啊。
So someone claimed that they saw the image of Mary shed tears.
后来查一查，原来是天花板啊，穿了个洞，所以下雨的时候滴到下面，看起来流眼泪。
And they look into this, they realized that it was all due to caused by a leakage in the roof, and it dropped on this image.
当然了，也有一些情况是，哎呀，大家好像真的是看到神迹啊，流眼泪啊。
And there were other instances where people claim that they saw it shedding tears.
就算真的有流眼泪，你也不要去信那个。
However, even if it does in fact shed tears, we should not believe it or worship it.
这不是圣经的道理。
Because it's not teachings from the Bible.
就算它流眼泪、流鼻涕、流什么，你也不会去相信它。
If it sheds tears or anything else, we should not believe in it.
不是圣经的，也不要去加那些东西。
Because it's not recorded in the Bible, and we should not add anything.
圣经没有叫我们要向玛利亚祷告。
The Bible does not teach us to pray to Mary.
玛利亚只是个人。
Mary was only a human.
还有呢，天主教很多圣水啦，圣什么圣什么，一大堆的迷信的东西。
And the Catholics, they have there were things such as holy water and many things that they also believe in.
这个都是很多传统，几百年、几千年成为一个习惯。
And these were all habits or things that were left behind from hundreds of years ago.
我们真教会也是一样。
However, the true church is different.
我们真教会只讲真理。
The true church only speaks the truth.
比如说洗礼。
For example, water baptism.
洗礼就是为了赦罪。
And water baptism is for the purpose of washing away our sins.
洗礼的水呢，就是在当下主耶稣基督，我们奉主耶稣的基督圣名洗礼的时候，有赦罪的功效。
And after we, in the name of the Lord Jesus, during water baptism, the water becomes the precious blood of Jesus Christ, and it washes away the sin of man.
圣经从来没有讲洗礼是为了医病。
And the Bible never says that water baptism is for the sake of curing disease.
但是为什么有人洗礼之后病好呢？
However, how come some people after they receive water baptism, their sickness is healed?
神的怜悯。
It is all due to God's mercy.
为什么以前有人洗礼的时候拿一些洗礼水啊，或者是毛巾啊去擦啊，病要好呢？
How come in the past there were people who take a cloth and take some of these water and bring it home and then
就是神的怜悯。
They use it and their sickness is cured and it is also because of God's mercy.
但是这个不是神的道理，要我们去这样子去推广、去宣扬、去传一代一代的。
It's not a teaching that God wishes for us to pass down from generation to generation.
以前可能不懂。
So in the past, perhaps we misunderstood.
道理不明白。
And we did not understand the truth.
神怜悯，那么透过这样子擦那个洗礼水，喝了，真的病好了。
And through God's mercy, after drinking this baptism water or using it, our sicknesses are cured.
但是呢，其实真正医治人的是神。
However, the thing that truly cures men of their disease is God Himself.
所以我们的观念要很正确。
Therefore, we must maintain a correct concept.
所以西西家呢，在这个时候就做一个很勇敢的决定。
So here, King Hezekiah, he made a very brave decision.
这个铜蛇不能再存在了。
Now he realized that this brown serpent should no longer exist.
因为大家去拜它。
Because everyone is worshipping it.
把它打碎。
So he broke it into pieces.
没有的拜了。
So there's no more serpent for people to worship.
这个铜蛇是一个很重要的预表。
And this brown serpent has a very important prefiguration.
但是不是给人家拜的。
However, it is not an object that's meant for people to worship.
所以从这个故事里面。
So from this story.
这个故事有火蛇跟铜蛇。
In this story, we see the fiery serpent and also the brown serpent.
我们可以学习到很多。
And we've learned many teachings.
我们首先要坚定我们的信仰。
First, we must maintain a very firm faith.
不要埋怨神。
And we should not complain against God.
被神管教，马上悔改。
And when we are disciplined by God, we must return and repent right away.
到我们的信仰建立起来。
And after we have established our faith,
我们要仰望主耶稣基督。
We must look onto Jesus Christ.
不要望别人。
And we should not look onto anyone else.
到我们的信仰建立起来之后。
After we have established our own faith,
我们要除掉心中的偶像。
We must remove the idols that is in our heart.
这个偶像是谁呢？
And who are these idols?
不但只是那一块铜神。
And it's not just that bronze serpent.
任何东西你觉得有特别的力量的。
It can be anything that you personally feel has special powers.
就是你的偶像。
Those are things that can be viewed as idols.
如果你身上带一个十字架，你觉得这个十字架保护你。
If you wear a cross and you feel that this cross protects you always.
你没有带你就心里不舒服。
And if you do not wear it, then you feel uncomfortable.
这个十字架就是你的偶像。
Then this cross may be an idol for you.
有哪一个工人在你心中比别的工人还超越的？
If you viewed a certain worker of God more superior than other workers,
他可能就是你的偶像。
And perhaps this worker is an idol in your heart.
所以我们要把心中的偶像除掉。
So therefore, we must remove the idols in our hearts.
这样我们的旷野道路才能够走下去。
And this way, we can continue on this journey in the wilderness.
所以下次看到蛇。
Next time when we see a snake,
除了你可以想想把它吃掉之外。
And not only do we think about eating them,
想起火蛇与铜蛇。
And we also should think about the snake of that's made of fire and of bronze.
唱诗408首。
Let's sing a hymn together, hymn 408.